this guest here in the studio that's with us. And I'm going to go ahead and introduce him. And Rick, pull your microphone over there, and they're going to get to see you in just a little bit. But Rick Roberts is here with us. He is the franchise executive for Crunch Fitness. So, Rick, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Maria. Glad to be here.
Rick's going to tell us his story. Of course, Rick's he's not 25 either, and neither is Miss Mary Ann. We're going to be talking more with her. And Rick's got a great story that we're going to share here. And also, Matt Harrell, I think, is going to be calling in and giving us just a little bit of update. Now, most of y'all remember Matt Harrell was with us on the show a few weeks ago, and he's back on his fitness journey. And he's real excited. He's going to just call us and give us a brief update on his story. But going into the weekend, we've got the MPC Riptide, MPC Bodybuilding Show coming up this weekend in Panama City.
Right, and I'm expecting that to be a great show with great competitors, and I'm sure it will be a well-run show.
Absolutely. Our business partner, Tricia Novikoski, will be down there and setting up the Fit Talk table. But the next weekend, you and I will have the privilege to go to the first inaugural Iron Life bodybuilding competition in Daytona Beach, Florida. Tony Curtis's show, Mike Matassa, Tony Curtis's show down there. So I'm excited to go to be a part of that show.
Yeah, and there again, those guys are veterans, very knowledgeable. I expect that also to be a good show, a well-run show.
I think it will be. And we want to say hello to our great friend, Chuck Jones. Chuck Jones, so glad for you to join us. Hope that you are doing well, Chuck, and we'll have to have you on the show to tell us all about your journey. And we are praying for you and wishing you well, Chuck.
And for those who don't know Chuck, not sure how old Chuck is, but I'm going to say
he's closer to our age.
He's about my age, you know, so he's probably 60-ish. You know, he has always been active, and he's in the gym, he's working out, he's been in some competitions, you know, bodybuilding competitions. And unfortunately, he had an accident where he fell back off of a ladder from several feet high and smacked his head on, I believe, some concrete steps and had a serious, serious injury. And without getting into too much detail, we're just glad to see that he's watching and hope that he is doing well. And, yes, looking forward to talking with you, Chuck.
So glad you joined us, Chuck. God is good, and I know that you know that. So it's going to shape up to be a really, really good show here tonight. So, Rick, we're going to talk with you in just a minute, but we're going to take a commercial break, and I'll be right back. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
Five Star Nutrition's grand opening is Friday, April 29th, across from the mall and next to Popeyes. Get a $20 gift card by texting Valdosta to 79374. Again, by texting Valdosta to 79374. Check them out for all your supplement needs and follow them on Instagram at Five Star Nutrition Valdosta.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020.
Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is dedicated to offering their patients individualized therapy in order to achieve optimal health and well-being. Conditions such as menopause, perimenopause, andropause, or a general hormone imbalance can negatively affect day-to-day living. Their goal is not only to help you feel better, but also to help you maintain therapeutic levels in order to continue living a healthy lifestyle. Call them today at 229-469-6137 or stop by 3328 Bemis Road in Valdosta. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic. There for you.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy at Edward Jones is don't predict, prepare. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor, Crystal Carter, and I am here to help. A job loss, change in health, or a loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to make sure you're equipped for what life throws at you. Call us at 229-244-2772 or visit edwardjones.com to learn more.
Edward Jones, member SIPC.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. We have 7 certified personal trainers with varying specialties to make sure you reach your goals. Sports training, military standards, flexibility, mobility, and everything in between. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife Melissa for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk Radio. I'm here with Rick Roberts. Rick, say hello to everybody.
Hello, guys.
And I think we have Matt Harrell on the line.
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Matt, how are you?
Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys. I'm doing great. How are y'all?
We are great. But great. Listen, tell us, give us a quick update. I saw on Facebook you're doing good. Tell us, for those who were maybe not with us when Matt was on the show, you know, he lost a lot of weight, got really fit, then went down again that road, and now he's back again trying to fight back and get on top. So tell us a little bit about what's been happening to you since the last time you were on the show.
Well, things have been going really well. Melissa's actually been out of town this week, so I've kind of had some homework of just sticking with cardio. And then I did a little bit of cardio boxing with Sean last night. That went really well. I'm actually down another 12-ish pounds since the last time I was on. So, things are going great.
Well, congratulations on that.
So how many pounds, many pounds total have you lost, Matt?
In about 5 weeks, I've lost 32 pounds.
Wow.
Good job.
Good job. Excellent job.
Thanks, guys.
Well, we're keeping up with you and following you along, and we appreciate you following us along. So we'll be keeping tabs on you, and you just keep up the good work. How about that?
I'll do it. Y'all gave me a chance to hop off the elliptical so I could talk to you, so I appreciate that.
All right. Listen, thank you. We appreciate you.
Get back on that thing.
All right. Yeah.
All right.
Get back on it.
Talk to y'all later.
Thank you. Right, thank Matt. You for calling in, Matt. That was Matt Harrell. Just a great guy, wasn't he, Jim?
Yes, yes.
He's another one, Rick, that lost a lot of weight. And, you know, I'm kind of mad at myself. I should have put your before and after picture because you have lost a lot of weight yourself. Tell our listeners how much weight you've lost.
Total in the last 3 years, I've lost 194 pounds.
194 pounds. Woo!
Yeah. It's a big difference. It's just being consistent and doing the right things. And I did that at the age of 64. I started. I'm almost 67 now, and I'm down to 170 pounds, which I don't remember weighing since I was in the military.
Well, Rick, what gave you the incentive to lose this weight? Tell us a little bit about that backstory.
In all honesty, my best friend showed me a picture one day, and we was talking about building health clubs back. I used to be in the business. And he said, "This is what you look like. Are you happy with it?" I looked at him. I said, "No." Mm. He said, "Well, I want you to work with me." I said, "Give me 90 days, and I'll show you." 90 days later, I weighed 90 pounds less.
Oh my goodness. 90 days later, you weighed 90 pounds less?
Yes. There's reasons behind that. Number one, I'm a diabetic. I was insulin resistant, which I found out. My diet was the worst. I'd retired. I'd worked all my life. I just got in a rut in Florida. I just didn't do nothing. I got to where I couldn't even walk to the mailbox. I spent 9 months out of 12 in a hospital. Nobody could tell me what was wrong with me. Mike did. Mike said, "Don't want to sugarcoat it, but you're fat. You're overweight. Your body is trying to kill you."
He threw the F word at you. You're fat.
It hurt. But when you looked at the picture, and I still got it.
Listen, I saw your picture.
Yeah.
I saw it. They showed it to me. And you have a banner at the gym that used to be at Crunch with your before and after.
Right.
And
right.
It was not pretty.
No.
I couldn't believe that was you, Rick, to be honest.
Most people who see me and I tell them that's me, the first thing they'll say, let me see the tattoos, because they don't believe it's me. My head probably weighed 100 pounds. And I make fun of it now because that's my way of dealing with it. And just recently, I threw away everything that didn't fit me. I had clothes that were triple extra large that I'd cut the sleeves out of so I could put it on. It's gone. I'm never going back there. And I felt like the longer I kept it, I'm saying it could happen again. It ain't happening again. I'm never, if I can remember my life being a size 32, I'm 32 in a waist, and I could wear a 30 right now. 170 pounds was never a goal. I was getting excited about getting close to 250. You know, so you say, what changed it? That was the first thing. But the second thing was my family, my friends. They was worried about me. And it was me just saying, this is enough. I'm not this person. And I quit the snacking. Being a diabetic, I had certain habits that were bad. I don't drink coffee or drink alcohol or smoke, but I'll drink a Coca-Cola in a second.
Me and you both.
So the first thing I did was I went the next day, and I won't mention the name of the gym, but I joined the gym. And I can honestly say till this day, till now, I don't miss a day. If it's 1 o'clock in the morning, my people know me. I might show up in the gym at 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, but I might go home at night after working, take a nap. I get up and go to work out. I try to walk at least 3 miles a day.
Yeah, I've noticed because I'm following you on Facebook and Instagram and all that, and I see you and you're later. You really are at that gym late, and I'm thinking, what in the world is he doing? You know, I'm winding down. By 7:30, it's time for my pajamas, you know. I tell you, it's my pajama time. But, I mean, Rick, you're just amazing. And the fact that you were 64 when you started, which is what this show's about, ageless beauty, ageless, to be ageless, it can be done. And I want you to tell these people that are our age, and I say our age because I'm fixing to be 63, and Jim's fixing to be 60 this year. So, you know, it can be done at our age. They think that it's too late. A lot of people think that it's too late, but it's not, is it, Rick?
No, it's not. And what happens in our younger years, we work out and stay in healthy shape for others because we want to look good for others. Well, what about me? That was part of it. I'm tired of looking this way. I'm tired of not being able to go out, and I couldn't do nothing. I mean, and my family's catering to me, and God bless them. I want somebody to help me if I need it, but I don't need it right now. What I mean by that is I want to be able to walk by myself. They still guard me. But at our age, we quit what we've done all of our life at the worst time because we need it more now than we did when we was 20. At 20, we'll survive. At 50 and 60, if we quit, you die.
That's right. Jim, you want to weigh into that just a minute?
Well, all I can do is just agree. I mean, you know, everything he said. Amen to all that.
Absolutely. Now, you know, Rick, I mean, my hat's off to you. You are just, you're phenomenal. And I know you work every day. You are the franchise executive for Crunch Fitness. So you're here at this Crunch Fitness and every other one that Mike Butnick owns and is building. You're not staying still anywhere.
I travel. If I'm not traveling, I'm in the gym. At night, when everybody else is resting, I'm on the road. On the weekends, every Sunday, I'm on the road to someplace else doing my work. But, Maria, if I didn't go to work, I would die. I wake up, if I work out at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm awake at 7 o'clock, get up, do what I got to do, I go in the gym. That gym is, I don't know if my members even know, but that's my family. I know I can walk in any gym and I'll have people come to me. I just went through a little sickness. I couldn't tell you the gratitude that I have for my members that I don't even know, but they know me.
Oh, absolutely. I had a couple of them even send me a message and say, what time is Rick going to be on your show? I'm going to be watching. I'm going to be listening. So, yes, they do. They follow you. They love you. They respect you. And they appreciate what you do there at Crunch Fitness. Well, now, earlier when Jim and I were in here just talking, and we were waiting to go on the air, and I don't want to bring up a bad word that starts with a C, but I know you had a tremendous battle with COVID. Give
yes,
us
ma'am.
Just a brief, and how much do you think that being fit helped you to overcome that, Rick?
easy question. COVID is something right now that I try to tell my members when they come in and non-members. We have to deal with it. We have to face it. It's here. It's not going nowhere. It's just not. It's going to get worse. But we got to combat it by exercise, just being clean. But the main thing is I told you when I went through the last ballot, I was out with a respirator for 18 days. And they basically said, I'm not coming home. And Mike told him, says, you don't know who you got. He's coming home. And only the Lord knows what happened. But the doctor said they didn't fix me. They took me off the respirator, and they basically didn't expect me to make it. And they said I just rolled over and kind of looked up and winked. And they said, he is back. And I fought my way back. But if you give up, you're done. Please, if you get COVID, don't sit in a chair. Don't lay in the bed. Don't over-exaggerate it. Don't overdo it, but do something. Walk to the mailbox and back. Walk in the house, but don't quit. As soon as you quit, it's going to whip you. It's going to take charge.
Well, you know, Rick, I think you're right. And, you know, Jim and I, we're not spring chickens anymore. And, you know, I've had brain surgery. I was very sick. And I've had, like you, I've had to fight back.
Absolutely.
And that was one of the things that, you know, that I did in the hospital is, and the nurses and all laughed at me, and they thought this old lady's crazy, getting up trying to, you know, doing walking lunges down the hallway with tubes coming out of her head, you know, and a big old, you know, drip thing attached to
me,
you know. But I knew that if I gave up, I wouldn't leave that hospital, Rick, you know what I'm saying? And so that was... You know, fitness has been my whole life, and it has meant everything to me. You know, back in the day, it was the small hometown gyms, and that's what I owned, was small hometown gyms.
That was in our times.
You know, that's right. That's our time. Our time. Back in the day, me and you, we came from that little small town gym, didn't we?
Yeah.
And then we grew.
Well, if you had 100 members, you was King Top.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But, you know, I'm so thankful that you can come here and share this journey that you've had with others. It's mine and Jim's goal is to inspire others. And we had a 15-mile bike ride last week, and, you know, then my back went out on Saturday after the bike ride. I feel like, and I posted, I said, you know, I feel like that one part of my body gets better, and then another one breaks down, and then the cycle starts over. But if I give up, if I just lay there and don't move and don't do anything and give up, you know, I think my body will just shut down and I'll die. And I have Jim to thank for pushing me, you know, and keeping me going. And I go to the gym, and I've got a great little new trainer in Tipton that's my partner, and we're working out together. And Jim's recently been through some surgery, and he couldn't work out, but, you know, he had to take some time off, and then now he's headed back to the gym. So, you know, you have to keep being consistent no matter what happens, isn't that right?
Yeah, and you got to look at things that happen. I look at them as speed bumps. They're going to be there. But you roll across a speed bump and you keep going. You don't run over it and lay down. And I know for me, you ask, well, how did fitness? The doctor looked at me and said, if I would have weighed as much as I did 2 years ago, you wouldn't be talking to me today. That's, if nothing made me feel good, that did. But my coach was Mike Budnick. He does everything, and he does it, studies it, makes sure you do it right. But he was my coach. And I knew at night how I work out at night because he works out weird hours too. I would get dressed and lay down in my bed in my workout clothes because he's going to come down the stairs in a few minutes and go, you ready?
Yeah, let's go.
And I was ready. But now I do it without him being there. But before I wouldn't. He went with me every day, every night. And he worked out 3 times a day. One of them was just for me. So what you said, I give a trainer's little tip right here. Get you a partner or get you a trainer. But you can come to – it doesn't matter where you work out. Of course, I want you to come to my gym, Crunch Fitness. But just think about it. For less than $10 a month, you can walk in a gym and you can have a coach help you, assist you, people watch over you. Walk for an hour. Walk for 30 minutes. Do more than you're doing now. You don't have to go in there and spend 3 hours. You don't have to spend an hour. But 30 minutes a day will get you to this. When I first started walking, I couldn't walk 15 minutes. Now I walk hour and a half, 2 hours.
And Rick, being as healthy as you are has paid off for you in a number of ways. I want you to tell everyone how many times you've had COVID.
I've survived COVID 3 times this year.
And you've been vaccinated.
Yes.
How many of those times when you got COVID was after you got the vaccine?
After was the worst one. After I got vaccinated, the worst one come at the last. Uh-huh. And now I've had another booster, and they told me the same thing. But I'm a veteran, and I go to the VA hospital, 100% disability. And I look at some of the stuff I do, and like Maria said, I'm a this or that. I look at me, I'm just doing what I know I need to do. Mm-hmm. But I could not sit at home. I work 18 hours a day.
Right.
But if I don't, I feel like I'm not useless. And I love it. I don't have a job. I have a position. And Mike Budnick and George Rowland, the owners of Crunch, have given me that opportunity. I'm the oldest guy. I go to every fitness event that we can go to.
Yes.
And I'm always the old man.
Yes. You know, we mentioned the vaccine. I mentioned the vaccine for this reason, because if you listen to this show very, very much, you know that Maria and I don't try to push one or the other, get the vaccine or don't get the vaccine. That's your decision.
Absolutely.
But my point is this: if you believe in that vaccine, you need to believe in more than just that vaccine, right? Because that's not enough. If I want to be healthy and protect myself, I'm going to also eat right, be healthy. A lot of the people who don't survive COVID is because they either had underlying conditions or they were very overweight, they were elderly, or a combination of these things.
Jim, you're 100% right. And they got to look at it this way. The vaccine's like an additive you put in your gas. It's an additive. Mm-hmm. It don't make your car run,
right,
but it helps it.
Yeah.
So the vaccine, for me, I want to believe in it because I don't want it again. I don't think I could survive it, to be honest, if it hit me like it did the last time. Because it's really, it hurt me this time. It's taken away a lot. I've got some nerve damage. I've got some, took away a lot of, but luckily for me, I did survive it. But I'm very clean, eat right, exercise. The vaccine, no. If you take the vaccine, go home and lay down, you're going to still get it. Don't think you're guarded because it's not. It's like a balloon with a hole in it. It's going to let you down. So that's what I tell people. If you believe in it, take it. But don't believe it's going to save you. It's not. I do not believe the vaccine will save you. It's kind of like the mask and everything goes on. If you do everything that you can to protect yourself, then you're taking care of yourself. But you, as you said, you and Maria have got different circumstances, different things. But if she quit working out because her back hurt, something else later is going to break. Because she didn't exercise. That's the way we are. We're old.
Hey, at our age, you can't wait until you don't have any little aches or pains. You'll be waiting forever.
Yeah, we'd all be waiting and waiting and waiting, won't we, Jim?
It's not going to go away.
Use some common sense. There's a difference, though, between a real injury and a little ache or pain or what, a little soreness or whatever. A little bit of soreness every now and then if you'd over it is normal. But a lot of that stuff you can work through.
And I'll guarantee you, I can say this. I used to be able to, I was one of those guys, could wake up, get dressed, and be gone out of my room in 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
That don't happen no more. If I got to be somewhere, I get up at least an hour to an hour and a half because it takes me time to get that back straight, get the shower, do the things I know I need to do to be ready for the day.
Well, say hello to Lindsay and Shannon and all these people that are talking to you.
Well, hi, girls. I'm glad you're on board. I hope I'm doing you well. That's my support team right there in Valdosta.
And it's a good one.
Yes. And we got Jesse as one of our new training managers. But those girls have guarded me, watched me, won't let me do nothing. It's like they babysit me, but they know I'm Rick. I'm going to be there.
They absolutely know that. I want to say hey to Tricia Muse, to Shannon, to Lindsay, to Joe Pereira, Kevin Key, Charles Clark. Big show tonight. Thank y'all for all joining us and being part of this great show. All right, Rick, I'm going to give you one more minute. Give us some final words. What would you tell somebody our age that's getting ready to start a program or decided, hey, I heard Rick tonight. I heard Maria tonight. I want to get started. What advice would you give them?
Well, one thing I tell you, it doesn't matter where you work out. If you're working out, start out slow and gradually. Don't go in and expect miracles to happen overnight. Do everything in a 90-day bracket. But if you're out of shape, it's going to take a year to get you a good start. Normal. But just don't give up. And one of the things that I have changed, if you're trying to lose weight, total come from a doctor that I talked to, and I liked it. I used to tell people, and I did it when I was losing weight. I weighed myself every day. And everybody said, don't do that, don't do that. Well, it motivates some. Maybe it might demotivate you. But it motivated me to look at that weight and say, oh, I gained a pound. I go back and work a little harder. Some people, they say no, but I think you got to find what motivates you. And don't think you have to go in today and change your whole life. But you need to change something, and then everything will grow with it. I promise you, you come in to see us, we can point you in the right direction. But as long as you're working out somewhere, you're doing something for yourself. It doesn't have to be with me.
Rick, I do the same thing. Every time I go to the gym, I get on the scale and I weigh myself. And I know a lot of people say, well, don't do that because you'll get discouraged. I don't get discouraged. I just want to know. I want the information. You know, if I lost 1 pound, hey, great. If I stayed the same, at least I know. If I gained a pound, at least I know. And that might encourage me, too, to work a little harder or eat a little cleaner or whatever I got to do. I, you know, looking at that scale every day does not make me just want to give up or get discouraged or whatever. I'm like you. I want to know. Give me the information and I'll deal with it. I'm okay. It's not going to cause me to have a meltdown.
Well, Rick, thank you for joining us today on Fit Talk. And I don't want you to leave because you might want to have to weigh in on Miss Marianne Carson here when she calls in just a minute. Okay. So we're going to take a commercial break and we're going to be right back. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
Five Star Nutrition's grand opening is Friday, April 29th, across from the mall and next to Popeyes. Get a $20 gift card by texting Valdosta to 79374. Again, by texting Valdosta to 79374. Check them out for all your supplement needs and follow them on Instagram at Five Star Nutrition Valdosta.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife, Melissa, and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020.
Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is dedicated to offering their patients individualized therapy in order to achieve optimal health and well-being. Conditions such as menopause, perimenopause, andropause, or a general hormone imbalance can negatively affect day-to-day living. Their goal is not only to help you feel better, but also to help you maintain therapeutic levels in order to continue living a healthy lifestyle. Call them today at 229-469-6137 or stop by 3328 Bemis Road in Valdosta. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic. There for you.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy at Edward Jones is don't predict, prepare. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor, Crystal Carter, and I am here to help. A job loss, change in health, or a loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to make sure you're equipped for what life throws at you. Call us at 229-244-2772 or visit edwardjones.com to learn more.
Edward Jones, member SIPC.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. We have 7 certified personal trainers with varying specialties to make sure you reach your goals. Sports training, military standards, flexibility, mobility, and everything in between. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife Melissa for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk Radio. Well, Jim, I already knew Rick Roberts was a very interesting character, and he certainly is. But more than that, his story is just so inspirational.
It is. I like his energy. I like his attitude. He's a can-do kind of guy.
He certainly is. I want to thank Joseph Lamb for joining us. Now, Joseph's another one that I see him running and walking up and down 20th Street there in Tifton. So thank you for joining. And he's not 25. He's one of our ages, Rick.
Well, thanks for joining us tonight.
And Charles Clark, thank you for joining us. And Sandra Moore Hicks. Joe Pereira, did I say Joe's name a while ago? Anyway.
Yes, from
Sarasota, Joe Florida. Is actually going to be calling in with Mary Ann. Now, Joe is training Mary Ann.
Right.
Our next guest is going to be calling in shortly. And she's got her story is wild. She is beautiful. If y'all saw her picture. And I asked you, I said, Jim, how old do you think she is?
Right. And I said 40-something.
Right.
Yeah. And you said, no, she's like 63 or something like that.
You gave it away. You weren't supposed to say her age yet. Anyway, no, she's 62. She's the same age as me.
Okay.
But, Mary Ann Carson is 62 years old. Did we have a caller yet, Mike? Oh, I thought I saw it blinking. Anyway, she's got a great story. She's a pageant girl. And, of course, I come from a pageant background. And to me, and I said this before, maybe I don't know if I said it on the air, but an NPC show is just like a pageant, except it's for men and women. And, it's showing their body. All right. All right, caller, who do we have on the line?
Hello?
Hi, this is Mary Ann.
Hey, Mary Ann.
Hey,
welcome to Fit Talk.
Welcome to Fit Talk. Thank you for calling us today. I was just talking about you, and Jim just gave away your age. I'm so mad.
I didn't realize it was supposed to be a secret.
You know what, Jim? I was listening, and you're actually in big trouble because you gave me an extra year.
I'm in double trouble that I gave away the secret and added a year. So really, I'm back where I stay in the doghouse.
Trust me, I'm happy each year that I age, but I'd like it to go a little slower than that.
But hey, you know what? You got to let me out of the doghouse a little bit. Remember the first part. I thought you were 40-something, okay? Don't forget that part.
Oh, that's right. So I owe you guys dinner now for that compliment. Thank you.
And yourself.
Listen, I corrected him immediately, Marianne. If you didn't notice that, I said, she's not 63, she's 62. She's my age. That's what
that's
I told you.
That's why you're my new best friend.
Yeah. that's right. That's
well,
right.
The show topic is ageless beauty, and I'm just surrounded by ageless beauties here.
Rick, I think he called you a beauty.
I'll take it.
I was actually referring to my wife, but yeah, Rick will go with you too.
Rick too. I don't know. Maybe he was referring to Mike. Mike's hair is kind of long over there, so.
Okay.
Mike's still a young pup.
Yeah. Well, Marianne, thank you for calling us. I had a lot of comments on your picture. But tell us about your life, where you started. Now, I told them a little bit to try to reel them in today that, you were a pageant girl. So tell us how long you've been doing pageants and when you started.
Well, actually, when I was 16 years old, I lived in Bradenton, Florida, and I begged my mom to sign me up for the little Bradenton teen pageant. And I was so excited that I was in a pageant, and this one girl was just absolutely gorgeous. And when they're getting ready to call out the winner, I'm looking at her, and I'm like, why isn't she going forward? She won. And then I hear the announcer announce again, and the girl next to me hit me, and she's like, Mary Ann, they're calling your name. And I was like, what? She goes, you won. So from that point on, I had a phenomenal mentor, Ellen Mead, that really took me under her wing. And I know I've shared with you that I have severe scoliosis, and we sent you a photo. And the doctors now are saying there's no reason why you should be standing up straight. Like, you should be really crooked and literally hunched over somewhat. And they're like, we don't know how you're standing straight. And I said, well, it's because of pageants.
Because they'd make us suck our stomachs in and stand up straight, don't they?
That's right. That's right. So,
What are some of the titles that you've won? And, of course, now you're in the MRS division.
Yeah.
The Miseries division, which is really a big thing now. Back in the day when I was doing pageants, back in the 70s and early 80s, that was just beginning to get started, the MRS divisions of pageantry. But tell us some of the titles that you have held as a pageant winner.
Well, actually, right now as a Mrs., there's no one that has my record. I'm a triple Mrs. Florida crown winner. I'm a former Mrs. International, and I won Mrs. Florida America in 1989 And 33 years later, I'm going back after that title at the age of 62.
Wow. Congratulations to you. My hat's off to you. I didn't post the last picture that you sent me of yourself with no makeup on and your little sports bra and your little workout. But then I saw you posted it. So I might repost that when we get off the air. I didn't. But, you know, that just goes to show that at any age, like Rick Roberts, our earlier guest, in his 60s, made a comeback, lost weight, got himself healthy, that we can do this at any age. Beauty can be ageless, and we can be ageless inside and out.
Yeah, I really do firmly believe that, and I'm just very fortunate. I had two trainers that I worked with, and I wasn't really getting where I needed to go, and I kept asking them, you know, don't I need a nutrition plan, and, you know, what am I supposed to be eating? And then a friend of mine, Richard, introduced me to Joe, and, I mean, that's made a huge difference in a matter of 8 weeks. So, you know, I can send you a before picture of before the 8 weeks, and that's after working with two trainers for 3 months. But the difference from then to now working with Joe and the nutrition, and I mean doing exercises that are not hurting my back, which is, to me, in my mind, was impossible, but he's doing it.
Well, Joe's a great trainer. He's a master trainer. He's been doing this as long as I have, just about it. We're about the same age, and certainly you're in great hands with Joe, no doubt. What are some of the – Joe, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Yep. So tell me some of the things. Now, she's got – Marianne's got some issues. She had scoliosis. She's 62. So, you know, what kind of plan and nutrition workout plan, nutrition plan would you give or did you give Marianne that has been so beneficial for her over the last 8 weeks?
Actually, the first few workouts we did, I noticed that I just took her through some different things. But she told me, you know, the workouts she was doing, and I'm like, all right, well, me taking through the same thing is not going to be, you know, conducive. So I noticed that she told me that her back was messed up. So when she showed me the X-ray, that's when I immediately knew that we couldn't do any back squatting for her legs. Her legs weren't engaging. She was all hip dominant, so she wasn't really working her legs. She was working her lower back. So we put everything to the front, and we took our time. We did time under tension. I did a lot of banded work with her. At the same time, the nutrition plan that she was on, she was basically starving. So the body wasn't doing anything. She wasn't taking enough fat, dietary fat. Her carbs were like nil. Her protein was low. So basically the body was starving and cannibalizing itself. So she looked better before they got her hands on her. So, you know, they think that losing weight is the key to looking great. And I tell people, when you're in your 20s and 30s, yeah, you're going to lose some body fat. But when you're over 40, over 50, you don't look better when you lose weight. You look better when you gain a little weight. It's muscular weight.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's displacement there. And, you know, there's hydration, there's nutrients, there's all these other things, and you're radiating health. And that's the opposite of what the younger people are doing. You know, they're starving themselves. They're taking supplements that are, you know, depleting them, their dehydration, all that. We're going the opposite direction. We're going to flourish. We're going to water the plant. We're going to grow the muscle. And she is. She's doing that. She's actually put on some good muscular size in just 8 weeks because she's following the plan exactly. I mean, she's done everything I really wanted and more. So I'm really happy.
She's doing everything that I hadn't done yet, Joe.
I was just going to say, Maria, you know, I'm eating more now than I've ever eaten. I'm just like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe that I'm eating this much. And I've gained 6 pounds, and I'm smaller than I was 8 weeks ago.
I know.
It's just incredible. And, you know, as women, you know, we're basically taught or we are telling each other, oh, salad and chicken, salad and chicken. And that's not going to cut it. I mean,
no.
It's just not enough for the body. We're not feeding ourselves enough, like you said, to grow. And that's been my biggest lesson in my whole journey. And look, I always had a coach when I competed, right? But I've never had a coach like this, that's for sure.
Well, you know, and I know Joe knows what he's doing. And you know, he sent me a plan, and there was so much food on that, I couldn't eat all that. and I would eat about half of it, you know what I'm saying? And
yeah, I do.
You know, then I got sick. Yes, you know, I'm not a very good client, am I, Joe? I'm probably the worst client anybody could ever have.
What I love about you, Maria, you told me straight up you were going to be the worst person ever. So I came in with a grain of salt, and I'm like, listen, if she just follows it at least 50%, she's going to do well. And remember, you were following it.
I was, and I was doing good there for a while until I got sick again. Yeah, I did.
Okay. But then you kind of had some things going on, and you kind of up and down a little bit. But you never gave up until you know.
I'm back on it, right? I'm back on everything now. I'm back on, and I'm going to try to do better. And Marianne is motivating me because, you know, she's my age, you know. And if she can do it, I can do it. You know what I'm saying? So
that's all right.
Plus, I'm the promoter of this NPC show coming up here in August, and y'all are coming up here to see us and be part of the show. And we're so excited. So I can't embarrass myself in front of you two. So you two are my motivation.
But no, I told her.
Go ahead.
I told her before. I said, "I go, you're gonna love Maria." I said, "You're both ageless beauties." I said, "She loves everything that you do." I know you guys are gonna hit it off. And I remember when I texted you the first time about her. I said, "Listen, I just met somebody who's absolutely amazing. She'd be great for the show. It's so inspiring to see someone, you know, just come back at it and come back fierce. I'm not talking about just coming back, you know, getting up on stage, just, you know, getting a few hand claps. I'm talking about somebody who came determined, training hard. I mean, she doesn't miss a workout. Okay. We train hard. She's dieting hard. She's doing everything hard. And she's coming back. I mean, she's come out for blood. So
I'm pretty sure that I will be the eldest competing May 21st at the Mrs. Florida America pageant. But you know what? It doesn't matter because I'm just going to go in there. I look at this, well, I'm on top of the mountain, and they need to climb up and pull me down.
There you go. Oh, I like that, Marianne. I might steal that from you. You're on the mountain, and they've got to climb up to you and pull you down. I love that. Well, listen, you're going to give those ladies a run for their money. I would not – pray that you bring home that crown. I'm not judging, but I promise you, I don't know that I would, that there's anybody that could be as more glamorous and beautiful than you.
Well, thank you so much.
Well, I know you're more than just a pageant person. You're also a mother, and this is Mother's Day week. So tell me how this fitness and pageantry has fit into your life as a mother.
Well, you know, as my dad and I were very much into fitness, and I have five children, so all of my girls and my son are, you know, into fitness as well, just staying healthy, eating right. But I've been a mom actually for 40 years, so I had my first three children by the time I was 25, and then at the age of 40, we adopted Kaylee, and then a couple of years later, adopted Grant. So this will be the first year. Grant's going off to college in August. It'll be the first time in 42 years that I've been without a child in the house.
Wow. And Jim and I think we've had it bad with six children and four grandchildren now. Well, we still got two 26-year-olds in the house, so pray for us.
I have six grandchildren and a seventh in heaven. But, you know, my kids are just really amazing on motivating me and encouraging me, and, you know, like, Mom, we're so proud of you. You look so good. You're working so hard. I mean, this is the hardest I've ever worked for a competition. And I just think it's because, you know, I have purpose. I want to work with Victorious Voice and Beauty for Good, and that's where local title holders can volunteer and help raise money for Victorious Voice, and that can be another show. But I also want to motivate women that are older, that I think as we get older, we think, oh, it's too late, and it's not. It's absolutely not. At any age, any shape that you're in, you can get back in shape. What do you think of that?
Well, Marianne, what does your family think about you about to be in this pageant at 62 years old?
Well, I've asked them to sit back row, and they start laughing at me.
Marianne, are you on speakerphone?
Yeah.
Okay, get off speakerphone. We're getting a reverb back on the radio, and it's not going to come out clear for the listeners to hear and understand. So get off speakerphone for me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I took off speaker.
Okay,
Thank you.
That helps.
It's better.
That's much better. All right, now say that again.
Okay. No, I mean, the kids are really proud of me, and they're going to be attending, and some of my grandchildren will be there as well. And I mean, it's just a really cool thing. I mean, the girls were little tiny when I won Mrs. Florida America in 1989. And so they don't remember a lot, but their dad at the time was alive. We lost him years back to cancer, but, you know, he was on the stage with me. So they have fond memories of us talking about that. But now they're going to actually see me compete for the first time. And then I have former sister queens and friends that are going to be there watching me compete for the first time. And, you know, when you come in as a three-time Mrs. Florida winner and a former Mrs. International, and at the age of 62, you're going to come back and compete again, I can honestly say no one in the nation has done that except for me. And I'm going in with the fierceness because I have a passion to show other women, look, you may have an issue or a disability, but it doesn't mean that you can't get to the end and win the prize of health again.
You're absolutely right. And I think that's one of the greatest things that me, you, Jim, and Rick can do for our generation is to encourage our peers to do better, to eat better, to get up and exercise, and not to feel like, I think a lot of us our age, especially women, feel like that, you know, we've been a mother, we've worked, we've helped support the family, we've done all this all these years, and it's just too late. But it's not too late, is it, Marianne?
No, it's not at all. I mean, I'm walking proof. So, you know, people can go on my Facebook, Marianne Carson, and they can see my journey. Instagram, it's Marianne_Carson_Odin. And, you know, I just really want to encourage women and, you know, be transparent about, you know, the difficulties. And look, it comes, you know, with some pain. I mean, it's not easy. But when you get past that, I mean, you're just so proud of yourself. And I think a lot of us don't take time for us, and it's imperative that we do.
I think you're absolutely right. You know, that's what Jim and I want to do is just encourage our peers and me, especially women. I have women call me all the time and say, Maria, just had one this week. You know, I'm overweight. I need to lose weight. How can you help me? I'm, you know, in my 40s and my job is stressful, but I need help. And my husband told me that you could help me, Maria. And so, you know, I want to point them in the right direction. I want to give them the help that they need and support them. And I think that's what you're doing to women all around the world in the pageant industry. I told Joe to get you ready to do an NPC show.
Oh, I don't even know what that is. It's scaring me.
Joe can tell you all about it. At 62, we're going to put you in a bikini on a stage.
Oh, my gosh. I wouldn't doubt it.
I wouldn't doubt it either. I wouldn't doubt it. Well, Marianne, I mean, it's just your journey's amazing. You started young as a young teen pageant girl. Pageants meant a lot to me. Me and my sister both went to college on pageant scholarships through the Miss America system. So, you know, I fully understand you. I fully understand pageants and what you've gone through. You are beautiful, but you take care of yourself. You take care of your skin, your body, and I just commend you on all that you've accomplished.
Thank you, Maria. That's so kind of you. Thank you.
Jim, you have any questions?
So now, what are you going to do on this Mother's Day weekend?
My son is coming up, and I'm going to go to church, and we're going to go, and I'm going to have dinner with my husband and all my children. So I'm excited about that.
There you go.
And I'm looking forward to, you know, treating my wife to a dinner and the boys. And actually, I think the oldest son is actually going to treat us. So that's even more special.
Oh, well, how wonderful, then.
Old Jim don't have to pay for all of it.
That is awesome.
Well, I didn't know that. I'll have to thank Christian and Alex, my son and daughter-in-law, for that one. Well, then I'll have to hit you up, Jim, for something really good for Mother's Day then.
There you go.
Yeah, so that means, yeah, I'm free to get you something else. That's right.
Yeah, Jim.
Well, now, how old are your children, Marianne?
My youngest is 18, Grant, and Kaylee's 22, and Kristen's 36, and Kimberly 38, and Katie's 40.
Wow, so from 18 to 40, you've got them. That is a wonderful, yes. wonderful Mother's Day story. And you know what I really, too, admire? The fact that you said that all your kids, you created a great atmosphere for them to be healthy, to be fit, to be beautiful, to take care of themselves. So I'm sure all of them are just beautiful and are doing all the things that you have taught them to do. And what a great thing to do as a mother, to instill a healthy lifestyle in your children.
Well, I feel very blessed with five awesome kids. So, and the fact that they're encouraging me like they are. I joke about them being in the back row laughing, but I'm sure, you know, it's going to be for them to see their mom up there. I'm wearing a bikini in this pageant. So, I mean, if I'm my mom at 62 is up there wearing a bikini, I might laugh too, just because I'm like, I can't believe my mom's doing this, you know?
Listen, you are going to love this bodybuilding show. We are bringing a lady that's in her late 70s, and she's going to be on my stage in a bikini. So she's like 78. So you will not be the oldest woman ever in a bikini on stage. I can promise you that.
That's incredible.
Yes, yes. She's coming, and she's from Florida. No, she lives in South Carolina, excuse me. But maybe she used to live in Florida. But, yeah, Iris Davis. I think maybe Joe knows Iris.
Oh, Iris?
Yeah, Iris is coming. And she's been in bodybuilding.
Also, yeah, I know her for many years.
Yes, and she's going to be at our show. And so she's going, yeah, and 78 years old.
Yeah,
so
she's an inspiration to a lot of people, right?
She certainly is. Well, Marianne, give us some final words. What would you say to a mother, a young mother, an older woman who's empty nester, who thinks that, you know, I can't do this? What kind of encouraging words would you give them?
Just don't have fear, and that, you know, you're worthy and you need to put yourself first and your health and your mental health. And, you know, by getting yourself in physical shape, you become more centered emotionally, spiritually. You have more confidence. You stand taller and you're worthy of it. And I think that's the biggest problem is women, we give, and we're so busy and we don't stop and say, I'm taking this hour and a half or just 2 hours and I'm going to work out for me. And it's just really important. And I think that my family has seen the joy in my heart and how much better I feel and I'm healthy, and that makes them happy. So just take the time and do it and don't have fear. It's just a little bit of pain. It's not that bad. It goes away.
Yeah,
it's
that's
just
right.
The soreness that stays with you for a day or two.
Well, Marianne,
you know,
I have.
Joe's done a really good job with me not being as sore. I've been really, really sore one time. So I think that, too, is the trainer takes you, you know, just where you need to go, where you're not at the point that it's overboard. So I haven't experienced a lot of pain, just a little.
Well, Marianne, I have a tremendous amount of respect for what you're doing, and I just admire your courage, and I think you're going to be an inspiration to a lot of people.
Thank you so much. You guys, thank you so much for having us on the show.
And
Rick,
you
want to say anything to Marianne?
Yes, I'd like to just mention, I've been listening to you talk, and I feel like I've accomplished a lot, but listening to you and what you've done, I feel the pride, and when you speak, every word you say, and I'm so prideful of myself that you're doing something for yourself at your age. I don't pick on age, but we are getting older, and I've worked hard all my life for somebody else. This is the first time that I stepped out of the box, and I did something for me. And I hear
that's
that in
awesome.
Your,
there you go.
I hear that in your voice. I'll think you're going to do great, and I wish you all the best of luck. And you've inspired me tonight to go back and work out again today.
You're going to make me cry. You're teared up now.
Listen, y'all are going to meet Rick because Rick is going to commit to me to be here August the 27th for my show so that he can be part of it and he can meet Joe and he can meet you, Marianne. So on August the 27th.
That would be incredible.
So we're going to try to just have one big happy family. Listen, I am so blessed with the Fit Talk family and the fitness industry. It's been my life's work, and I appreciate Joe for being on our calendar last year. And Marianne, I appreciate him introducing me to you. I believe we're going to be friends for a very long time until we probably take our last breath, because we got a lot to talk about. Pageantry, working out, getting old, the whole gambit here. So, but listen, you're just an inspiration and a blessing, and I thank you for being on our show tonight.
Oh, thank you so much, you guys. I really appreciate you. Thank you.
And Joe, I'm going to do better.
No, I know you will. You're not a quitter.
I'm not a quitter. You're absolutely right about that.
You
so.
Are not.
All right. Well, listen, thank y'all for joining us tonight.
All right. Have a good night.
All right.
You too.
Bye-bye. Well, that was great. And she was an inspiration, wasn't she, Rick?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
She is one of the most determined women that I have talked to in a long time. And I have to show you that picture of her in her little workout outfit. I couldn't believe it. I mean, her body does not – and she's not a bodybuilder. I mean, you know, I've seen some 62, 65, 70, 78-year-old bodybuilder. But she is just a woman that is just taking
just
care of herself.
Healthy.
Healthy and taking care of herself. And I ask her the age-old question, you know, okay, how much surgery have you had? You know, I mean, you know, it's right. a, you know, I wanted to know. And she said, Maria, I have not had any surgery to repair anything. And she said, now I get Botox and I have get facials and gets all the that stuff that you can get done to on your face. But she said, as far as surgery, cutting, had none.
Wow.
So, I mean, I was so impressed with that. And, yeah, I'm going to share her picture in her little workout outfit because it was really a great picture. So I thank her for being on. We wish her well in the Mrs. Florida America pageant coming up the end of this month, Jim.
Absolutely.
I told her to go and bring home the crown.
Absolutely.
And, Rick, thank you so much for being on. And I thank Crunch for sharing you with us tonight and letting you get away from work a little early maybe. And but you said you're going back to the gym to work out.
Absolutely.
And what are you going to do when you get there?
I'll do about hour and a half cardio, then I'll do my weight training for about 30 minutes.
Wow. I'm not going to do hour and a half cardio, except unless do we ride those bikes again, Jim.
That's a
15
lot of
miles. Yeah. Yeah. That's a bad word for me, cardio. I don't like it. I don't like it. But thank y'all for joining us tonight.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, it was my pleasure. I'm sorry it took me so long to get here.
No, yeah, it took you a long time. Yeah, a year. Not going to be a stranger again. Not going to be a stranger again, are you, Rick?
No, I can tell you right now, you're not a quitter. Okay. My phone, I can show you.
We're not going to wait another year before we get back in the studio.
No, you're going to be back before the year's out.
I've enjoyed it. And like I said, listen to her. That's what we need more of. People need to hear those speeches. People need to hear the other people talking because, like you said, they're stopping. They're quitting at the most time that we need it.
That's absolutely one of our favorite things to do with this show is allow people to share these types of stories.
Absolutely. Well, I've enjoyed myself.
Well, thank you for being with us.
And happy Mother's Day coming up to all the mothers out there. And you know that my wife, for example, you know you're married to a fitness-oriented person when you say, what do you want for Mother's Day? And they say, I want a pair of Nike athletic shoes. So,
and that's exactly what I said. What color did I want, Jim?
Black.
And white.
Yep.
Black and white. So, yeah, that's what I asked for real out there. Well, thanks for joining us tonight.
And everybody, keep the faith, love your family, and stay fit.
This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.